We feel now that justice has been done for our family and that we can put this to rest and behind us and move on with our lives.
So you think final justice has been served?
Yes, I do.
And you're satisfied?
Yes.
Any regrets in the process or the execution?
Maybe that he didn't suffer like our mother suffered.
That's your regret?
Mm-hmm.
He died too easily compared to what Francis Keaton died. Yeah, he got out much too easy. Mm-hmm. With an 18-year-old son who watches the proceedings, reads things. He's athletic. He's tough. But he cries like a baby because he knows he doesn't have a grandmother anymore. So, but this will be a closure for him too. That the wounds won't have to be opened again, and that no more appeals, no more judgments. It's finished. So now we can get on. We can raise our kids. We can raise the grandkids that she's missed out on. And we can move on. And that's what we'll do.
Levon, he did not purposely, since we were there, he purposely did not acknowledge the family in any way, shape, or form. He refused to look in your direction.
Right.
Do you have any thoughts on that? Did you think that he was, was it a deliberate omission, or what's your thought?
I think he didn't want to acknowledge that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
typical James Henry Hampton. Typical.
Levon, you mentioned last night how your faith had gotten you and your family through. How do you reconcile that with tonight?
We serve a just God, and in Genesis it tells us that when you shed one man's blood, then you shall give your blood. And I believe God believed in capital punishment.
Mm-hmm.